Hey you, I got a question for you. What are you doing in June? Specifically, the 10th to the 14th. Well, if you're wondering why I'm asking you this, it's because I've got my next Mexico retreat happening in Tulum in Mexico for 4 nights, 5 days this June. Now, this whole event will be like being my best friend because we're going to be hanging out in 5-star luxury. This retreat is all about embodiment. It's about rapid growth using transformational human design and at the same time, living in the lap of luxury. So spend 5 days with me in an intimate setting, discovering your purpose, sitting poolside, having deep conversations and connecting with like-minded people who will become your lifelong friends. And honestly, it's like being my best friend for a week. So if you're curious, it's important that you know if you join before April 22nd, you'll get 1 month free in HDX. And the next 4 people who join are going to get a free 60-minute unpack session with one of my extraordinary coaches. Sound good? Well, it really is that good. At the end of the day, I want to spend this time with you deep diving into your human design while having the greatest transformations and breakthroughs of your life. And let's be honest, probably mine too. See you in Tulum.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the Human Design Podcast with me, your host, Emma Dunwoody. I'm a qualified master coach and human behavior specialist, as well as being a qualified human design coach. And I work with clients every single day to answer the big questions. Who am I? Why am I here? And what is my purpose? I also assist them to transition from the person they think they should be to the person they really are on the inside. I teach people how to actually live their design instead of just knowing it. And if this is something that you want to do too, well, stay tuned or reach out for private coaching or Human Design Unpacks, where I show you exactly how to live your design.
Hey, hey, everyone, and welcome to today's podcast. Now, on today's episode, I'm super pumped and excited because I've got two of my beautiful humans that were on my first ever mastermind, Michelle and Carly, here to share with you how two successful entrepreneurs went from hustle and grind to ease and flow, all because of what they've learned about their human design. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you. Hi. So excited to be here.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so, so, so lovely to have you here. So, Carly, tell us, of course, we have to introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do, and of course, your human design.
Yeah. So I am a branding and business coach for entrepreneurs. I'm a manifesting generator. and that was really eye-opening for me to just hear about how I'm designed to be multi-passionate, because although I'm a branding and business coach for entrepreneurs, there's so many other things that I enjoy doing, like photography, literally just being by the beach all the time. I live in South Florida, so I live less than a mile from the beach. And collaborating with Michelle, obviously, which I'm so excited to share about, and just being able to really embrace this manifesting generator inside me has been incredible.
Yeah. And one of the biggest parts about your whole journey is that trusting your voice, like trusting that you can speak from your gut instead of having your words all prepared beforehand or fear that you'll get it right. How do you feel that you've grown in that area? Like, do you feel like the trust has really grown in your voice?
100%. Like, I've had this conversation with you, I know, many times, and with Michelle, that I always felt like, well, live video was always like such a serious fear of mine, and like just getting on camera and like afraid of messing up or stumbling over my words or not getting my point across. And I always was that person who needed like a script or needed like a very detailed outline of what I'm going to say to feel confident and to trust that, you know, I'm going to get my point across. And with understanding my human design, I've built so much internal trust that now, like, Michelle and I do live videos all the time where we just like have a couple bulleted notes and we literally go off on tangents for an hour. And we're just like, we go with it, and it just, we have so much fun doing it. And people absorb it better. At least we think they do. And I just feel like more at ease with it. Like I don't have that feeling of wanting to vomit before I get on a live video like I used to. It just comes so much more natural to me.
Oh, I love that. I so love that because like, you know, so many people actually struggle with public speaking or talking on video. And was it something that, because the thing for me, like sort of sitting on the sidelines and watching the journey is it was like, wow, that kind of happened overnight. You know, you went from one extreme to the other. How does it feel for you? Did it feel like it was quick?
Yeah, 100%. Like I feel like after, I mean, I feel like it was probably halfway into the mastermind with you was when we really, or when I really started seeing that trust in myself. And to me, that was like overnight.
Yeah. That's so cool. Far out. It's been amazing. And for all those listeners, Michelle's also a 3-5 with an emotional authority. So, and how's it been getting used to the wave? Like, how's it been getting used to that emotional authority? Because I know you've got an unconscious connection to it. So it's kind of like we introduced you to your solar plexus and your authority, and you had to kind of build that muscle. How is that now learning that you kind of, because you have those two energies, right? So you have the 3420, which is the sacral connected to the throat. That's that big, busy energy. And I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, it's actually your personality sun as well. So it plays a big part of who you are. But the solar plexus is slower. It's over time. How do you find your decision, has your decision-making changed since knowing that?
We were like just talking about this today. It's so funny. So much easier to make decisions. Like I release that pressure of like needing to have the answer right away. Like I'm now able to wait to make the decision, wait till I'm in that neutral state, not when I'm, you know, super low or feeling super excited. And I just kind of like, I sleep on it and I wait to make a big decision. And it's just, it's like confirming to me what I want. So I'm not going to say that like it's a huge difference, but it at least gives me that confirmation that what I want is going to happen. So like, for example, I'll have a decision to sign up for this fitness membership that I recently signed up for. And I'm like, okay, I really want to do this. And then I'll sleep on it. And then tomorrow I have the same, like, okay, I really want to do this. And it just kind of confirms that like, I'm on the right path. Like I'm not, you know, just signing up for it right after the fitness class. And it was just so, so good, but I would wait on it. And then I'd be like, okay, this is the direction I really want to be going in. Like, this feels good. I'm not just like feeling super great about it in the time. I'm giving it time to settle, I guess.
Yeah, I love that. And I totally resonate with that. I absolutely 100% resonate with that because so often having that solar plexus, I would wake up the next day and go, oh my God, I don't give a shit about that thing. How could I have really been interested or really wanted to do it 24 hours ago? And now I'm like, whatever, I don't care. So it's so, so powerful to be in that. Yeah, I love it. Now, Michelle, let's talk to you. I just have to introduce you as like, you are just the superhuman achiever. To me, you're one of these, the old school that's transitioning to the new school, you know, like you were that person from the word go that was always out of the gates, can succeed, can achieve anything, can push and force yourself to do anything. And one of the things that I love about watching your journey and continuing to watch your journey is that you're really giving up the hustle, the force, the even though you can, doesn't mean that you should. And this new version of you is like this effortless, powerful woman. And it's so exciting to watch. I'm loving it. So tell everyone a little bit about you and your human design.
Yeah. So I am a business coach, helping network marketers branch out, create their own brand and their own business outside or in alignment with their network marketing company. I'm a generator. So like you said, definitely I feel like ingrained in me is that hustle and that grind. And like, you know, the more you work, the more money you make. That was just growing up always the thing. And I always loved working. I like took pride in it, making my own money and like doing all that. I loved it so much, but, I definitely hustled for the wrong things. And I think that was one of the biggest like aha moments out of all of this was like, hustle is good if you're hustling for what truly lights you up and, you know, gets you excited. The hustle is kind of worth it. But in the past, I was definitely hustling, trying to meet other people's standards or work for other people's like version of success that wasn't really my own. And yeah, I definitely hit burnout, was running on E for the past few months in my business. Well, before I really discovered human design. And that I think has been the biggest game changer for me is like allowing myself rest without guilt, you know, without feeling like you're lazy or like you should be working or there's so much more you could be doing, because there's always more that we could be doing, right? But yeah. I think really allowing myself to just like take a break and trust that my business is not going to fall apart, people aren't going to forget about me, like things are going to be fine, and it's allowed me to show up more powerfully because I allow myself that rest.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, like when you started to take your foot off the accelerator, did people forget about you? Did business go downhill?
No, not at all. Like I still, like clients who I had never spoken to were like just hitting me up in the DMs like, hey, I saw this old post that you wrote. Like it really spoke to me, like let's work together. And I think that was another big lesson is like, I've kind of done, like I've done the work, you know, like I don't always have to do more. Like my message and my content and what I've done is out there, and the people that are kind of like meant to find it and connect with it will, they will.
Yeah. And this is the thing, you know, like both of you have the defined will center. You have a defined will center, don't you, Carly?
No, I don't actually.
No.
Mine's
so, open. So yeah, right. So the two of you actually, you know, Michelle has the defined will center, and the two of you coming together and working together. I love this because again, Michelle doesn't have, she's got the open and undefined throat, but Carly's got the defined throat. So it's such a beautiful, I know from very early on, it might've even been happening before you joined the mastermind, but there was a lot of conversations of, oh, we think we might do something together. Yeah. We think we might work together. So tell me a little bit about that journey. So Michelle, what was it that, you know, going from the old school or the old way where you two are doing your own thing, mm-hmm. what was it that sort of motivated you, or what was it going on inside of you energetically that thought, okay, maybe we should do something together?
I think we both just, our stories are super similar about like wanting to experience this freedom lifestyle, wanting to have more control of, you know, our life and our business. And, I think we both got really caught up in a lot of the noise out there of like what success really looks like, what freedom really looks like. It needs to be on a beach in Bali, and we're not knocking that. Like that's all good. But I think we got caught up in these, just what our environment was telling us we should be, and really lost sight of what we each wanted for our own life. And we just connected so much on that level, and really, I don't know. We just like, after learning human design and kind of going through this whole experience, we were like, holy shit. I hope I can say that.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, like, yeah, you can.
Okay. But like, holy shit. Like everyone needs to learn this, because like it felt like overnight, all of like this stress and worry about like getting it right and doing all this stuff kind of like faded for us. And of course not every day is perfect, but we feel like we have the tools now to like really like crush life, you know?
I don't know. Yeah. I love that you have the tools to crush life. You know, one of the things that I love is that you've transitioned from this old way, this should land, you know, like you were both already succeeding. You already had the success box ticked, but you didn't have the happy or the freedom box ticked or the fulfillment box ticked. And you'd done what everyone else had told you to do and got to that point where you're like, yeah, well, I did it, but what's this bucket of poo that I'm holding? This isn't what I wanted. Now, one of the super cool things about human design is that we attract what we're not, and we attract what we need, and the universe brings people to us to really help our energy, to maximize our energy. Like one of the beautiful combinations that I love is Freddie Mercury and Brian, what's his name? May. So Freddie Mercury without Brian May of Queen, you girls are a bit younger than me. You know, like Queen was this huge global band, but when Freddie Mercury went away and tried to do an album on his own, it completely flopped. And the thing is that when we look at these two with their human design and we put them together, that Freddie Mercury actually didn't have a defined throat without Brian May. So it was he had to have his Brian May to be Freddie Mercury. And I kind of feel like that's a lot of this journey that you guys are bringing together, because one of the other things that I hear over and over again with you two with this story is that, oh my God, I love working with you. I love, this is so much fun. This doesn't feel like hard and hustle anymore. So tell me, Carly, what was the process? Like, did you have to go, well, shit, do we jump out and try something new? Or did you just have this internal guidance of where you wanted to go?
Yeah, I mean, I think we definitely had our doubts in the beginning, because I think Michelle and I started brainstorming this back in January, which was prior to us actually learning or diving into human design. So we had like a lot of doubts then. We're like, you know, is this something that people are going to want? We didn't even have the human design aspect to it. And we just kind of like sat on it. We didn't actually like move forward. We brainstormed a lot, but didn't actually like take full action. And then human design just kind of like hit us on the head. And we're like, all right, let's do this. Like, this sounds interesting. I think we were just more invested in changing ourselves and our business before creating, you know, an offer to put out there. It was like, okay, we need to do the inner work, because what we're doing isn't actually working. Like, we're not happy. We've hit this, you know, success in quotes. And it didn't feel as good as we really wanted. So at that point it was like, we need to focus on ourselves. Like, we need to do the inner work, learn a new way and figure, you know, maybe pave the way. And that's when obviously we dove into human design and just started implementing it into our lives, not even thinking about this offer, and just really started implementing it and seeing the change that it was having on us and our business, and really seeing our businesses take off and actually feel good when we hit the results that we wanted. And that's when we were just like, okay, like, this is transformational. Like, this really needs to be a part of everyone's business. This needs to be a part of everyone's life. And that's when we just kind of took our original offer and just kind of added in this human design aspect. Because now both of us are like, we can never work with a coach that doesn't know human design. We can never take a program that doesn't know human design, because it's like, it means nothing to us now.
Yeah, it's perfect. That's exactly the way it should be.
And honestly, I think it fits so well with our stories, because we had tried all the strategy and like we had the 20K months, we did the things, but it always felt like we were forcing a lot. So I think like learning human design kind of like validated our feelings of like, this can't be the only way to do things. Like, there isn't only a one size fits all. And like, I think having this tool makes us such better like coaches, because we can actually help our clients find what works best for them. And that, in, you know, ripple effect, brings more happiness, more fulfillment, like all of that stuff. And like, I think that's our end goal with it, is like helping everyone find a business model or run their business in a way that's unique to them and feels really good. So that's kind of just like, it's what we felt, but like we didn't know how to really get it across or to do that. And I think that human design just kind of like filled that void for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh my God. I love that. It's like, it gave you the language, mm-hmm. it gave you the yep. language you needed to help people design the correct business for them. Mm-hmm. And I love what I'm hearing, because what I'm hearing is that you guys have nailed the entrepreneurial success, mm-hmm. but now you're bringing this part of human design to that, so that you're taking the hustle out and you're putting more flow in, you know, like, mm-hmm. as you guys know, and the listeners know, human design is all about minimizing resistance, increasing flow, being more our truth, being less our conditioning. So the beauty of what you're doing is allowing people or teaching people how to succeed in a way that is so aligned to them, that feels fun and fulfilling, and of course making money. Like, as you say, mm-hmm. you've got all the freaking strategies, mm-hmm. but it's like, which specific strategy works for me? And this is like what I'm always talking about. Well, this, we are on this planet to enjoy this life. We don't have to, it doesn't have to be hard. It's meant to be easy. And what you're providing just sounds so exciting, mm-hmm. because it's like people can actually finally do that. And you guys are walking the talk. I mean, I know, Carly, you're a 3-5. Remind me of your profile, Michelle.
I'm a 4-6.
Yeah, right. Beautiful. So a people person and role model. Love it. Love it. So, and the beauty of it, like even just unpacking the two of you together, like you've really covered off so many bases, you know, like Carly's got the three, so she is the it's all about experience. You've got the four, Michelle. It's all about the people, the vector. The vector is all about infecting the people. So your ideas and these experiences of Carly's, you're infecting the people. And, you know, probably not a great way of talking about it in the current global environment, but this is a good infection, okay? This is a success and fun and fulfillment. So do not get me wrong. And then, you know, Carly's got the five, and the five is all about the superhero, the problem solver. And then Michelle's got the six, and she's the role model, so she can kind of look over all of this that's going on and then create something new. So the beauty of you guys and your charts, how you've come together, your past experience and what you're taking into the future is so freaking exciting. So which one of you wants to talk about this program?
We could talk about it forever. I don't know. I feel like the two of us. Carly, go for it.
Yeah, so we kind of touched on it a little bit, but Michelle and I just seriously wanted to come together and fill that gap in the industry where we're not just creating, you know, the strategy. We're not just giving you the strategies that worked for us in this program. We're giving you the ability to find what works for you and to customize your business to you. So that's why we created this program called Freedom by Design, which is our 6-month, we're calling it a hybrid mastermind. We don't know if that's a word, but
it is now.
Exactly. But another thing was in your mastermind, that's where we truly experienced that community aspect that we always wanted in so many other group coaching programs. And we didn't get those in those, and we really got that in yours. And we just knew that we wanted to create and cultivate a community, you know, as close and tight knit that still has Zoom calls every other week to touch base with each other.
I know, I'm jealous, by the way. Whenever I get there, I'm like, I think I just want to join the next one.
Yeah, so that's why we're calling it a hybrid community, because it is, you know, very community oriented, but also has the teachings and the modules like a traditional group program. And yeah, really just honestly, really just here to have a small intimate group of like-minded women and to help them build a business that feels fucking good and one that gets them results, because it seems like it's always one or the other. You can feel good and not get the results, or get the results and not feel good. And we know that it's possible through human design. So we just want to share that hybrid model of business building strategies and human design.
Beautiful. I love it. So Michelle, tell me, who's it for? Like, what's the problem you're solving and who are these people? Who's your ideal client?
Yeah. So I think that we have two ideal clients, because Carly and I both have slightly different audiences. So one is really like the network marketer looking to branch out and start their own business from scratch. And Carly's audience is in a place where maybe they have a business already, but things aren't aligned. So either they're looking to pivot into something new, or they're just looking to like take a step back, reassess what they've been doing in their business, and then like get on a path of more alignment using our blend of human design and business strategy. So really at the end of the day, it's for the female entrepreneur looking to have, like Carly said, both the feeling amazing, but having a really successful business that lights them up and allows them to have, you know, the impact and income that they actually started their business for, because that's definitely the consistent theme that we've seen with both of our audiences. Like, hey, I did this thing and went outside the box and started this business, and then I ended up sitting at my desk working more than I was in my corporate job. Like, well, why am I doing this? You know? And really, I think for both of them, it's helping them get back to their why they're doing this and then create, you know, a path of their own to see that success that they want.
Yeah, I love that. And you two are such evidence of this, you know, like you are the walking, talking evidence that this works. I mean, the same for me. I mean, human design was one of the things that fundamentally changed my business as well. And whenever I go to a new level or whenever I get a little bit stuck, I just go straight back to my design and I'm like, there we go, back in flow. So I think that what you're creating is so beautiful, so incredible. And when does it start?
Starts September 14th. So we have a couple weeks after the doors close. We're so excited. And then 6 months straight.
Beautiful. And so when do doors close?
August 31st.
Okay, so just around the corner. Oh my goodness, that's so exciting. Have you, you've got a few spaces left?
We do. And we need to talk about like our most exciting part in addition to the human design is that we decided to add a retreat on the end of this program. Yes.
Wow. That's so good.
We've been so stoked about human design that we're like forgetting the epic retreat at the end that we have planned, but we felt like there was going to be so much to just celebrate and like just celebrate at the end of our 6 months together, especially with the community that we're really trying to facilitate. And having like an in-person event, we're going to Joshua Tree, California. So a little weekend in the desert is going to be really fun.
Wow.
And we're just stoked to get these women together and really help them, you know, grow their business.
Yeah. And I've just got to say, like, I must admit that my mastermind's the thing that I love the most because it's not just the learning. It is, as you say, it's the community that gets built. It's the journey together. And it's that, you know, having the retreat at the end, like you're literally going to have a group of completely new humans. Yeah. Like they're going to be a whole new version of themselves. And this is so freaking exciting and powerful. And I also think the other thing that there's so many people out there right now building businesses and they're really trying to build the hard, fast, disconnected, trying to, you know, because we're so often told by strategy, like you want to have as little touch points with you as possible. Mm. And I think that that's something for me that it never really resonated. Like my favorite thing is the people that I work with, that I coach. So the mastermind for me was always a really great model and I love doing it. So I think that the hands-on, because so much coaching now is hands-off. I'm just about to launch my membership, so it's not to say that it's irrelevant, but, you know, to have both is so incredibly powerful. And to the people that these women are going to meet, this journey that they're going to go on, like, it's so exciting. It's going to be incredible.
Yeah, we're really, really stoked. And just like ready to support the women that are in there. I think Carly and I say that all the time. It's just like, just can't wait to like get in there and like teach them everything and really like help them. There's so much support like in the mastermind. It's not only just group calls and things like that, but also one-on-one because we know the importance of having that like connection too. So we're just really stoked for it.
Been so funny because we've been having a lot of discovery calls with women who are interested, and every time they're telling us about our business, Michelle and I, just our wheels are always spinning. Like, oh my gosh, there's so much potential here. Like, here's where we can help them. Like, after we get off the call, we'll chat for 20 minutes and be like, this is what I could totally help her with. Like, this is so amazing. And we just, you know, we see so much potential in these women. And I think that it's hard for them to see it. So we are just trying to take as many women on discovery calls as we can just to talk through the fears, talk through what's been going on and just genuinely see if this is a good fit and if we're able to help them. And honestly, we've never done this form of marketing before where we just have one-on-one calls to chat with them. And it's been the most incredible experience, just having face-to-face communication and genuine conversations about their business and where they're at and the feelings of overwhelm and the struggle points and all of that has just been so insightful for us and for them.
Yeah. And again, I just think that in itself is so powerful because we've gone to this predominant model where people are all hands off, like, to feel held, taken care of, to have someone actually go, yeah, I can see all your gaps. It's over here and over here and over here. And so often, and you know this, as coaches, our job is actually to hold up a mirror. It's not really to do a whole lot of things. It's we can see your gaps and we can hold up the mirror until you can see the gaps or, you know, sometimes we'll point them out for you. But it's all about who people become over this journey. It's not the outputs, the income, the results, like they're the easy things. They will come, but it's what you guys are talking about is actually helping people evolve, you know, step into who they really are, let go of who they should be, really transition into, as you say, freedom, impact, love, doing this because they feel driven and they're fulfilled by it as opposed to just trying to get dollars in the bank.
Yeah.
So I love what you're doing, ladies. I'm so pumped. Good luck with it all. We'll put all the details for that. Does it have a name?
Freedom by design.
Of course, you did say that. Freedom by Design. I love it. So we will put all the information in there for you. And yeah, anything else you guys want to add before you go?
No, I don't think so.
No. Awesome. Well, it's been so lovely having you on, and I'm really, really excited to hear how everything goes. And for those extraordinary, I can't even speak, for all of those women that join you on the journey, I feel so grateful and lucky for them, because they're going to have such an incredible time with you too, and their whole lives are going to transform. So
thank you.
Have fun
so much.
And good luck.
Yay. Thank you.
All right, then. Thanks, everyone. And I will see you on the next episode. Bye for now.
Thanks, everyone, for being here all the way to the end of the podcast. I hope you got lots of value out of it. I certainly had a lot of fun doing it. Could I please ask that you share this podcast with friends if you found it valuable? And also, bonus points, could you leave a review for me as well on Apple? It would be greatly appreciated. If at any point you would like to be on the podcast, or you've got questions that you'd like me to discuss on the podcast, by all means, get on my socials and DM me. Everything you need is there in the show notes. Have an awesome day. Bye for now.